Welcome to Hamburger Podcast, guys. It's Thursday night, 10 o'clock. Call-in number is 800-893-9562. I'm joined by my great group of Ryan Bromes, April O'Connor, Ryan Talmo, Preston Blaine, and Megan Rice. Guys, we were ready to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, how are we doing this week?
Wonderful.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
Hell yeah. I like it.
Excellent.
Everyone's got their drinks, their drugs. We're all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Drugs.
Speaking of,
there's
speaking
some throw up in the room.
Yeah.
Someone did throw up.
Yes.
Somebody came in. They.
None of us.
No. It wasn't any of us. It wasn't the last show. Somebody drank a little too much. You know, that's what happens, though. You drink a little too much. You end up throwing up, laying out in front on a couch with your pasties showing. It happens to all of us.
It happens to the best of us. It does.
What?
They're wonderful pasties.
Were they? Ryan told me they were stick-ons, and I kept trying to see nipple.
Yeah, they were. It was just two hearts. Two gorgeous, gorgeous
not,
hearts.
Not fair if you stick them on, man.
My first instinct was heroin nod, and I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I think they should be attached to the shirt so you can see nipple. No, right? Yeah, you did. You said that. Heroin. Well, that's the thing. A guy has a great bit. He said, you know, well, a guy stole a great bit from Richard Pryor.
or was it Paul Mooney?
It might have been. I don't know. One of them was talking about who wants to be that high where you're so high, you're just...
Right, yeah.
You know? And I thought that was fantastic. And then I found out he stole it from Pryor. Piece of shit.
Also, a lot of people want to be that high. Yeah. Loads of people want to be that
high.
That's
why I never did heroin.
Yeah, we're in downtown. We'll see lots of that.
Oh, God.
All of the 7th.
I thought, what a great drug. I'm never doing it. I'll be too happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. It's too great.
I just don't understand it because it's like, why... Like, there's drugs that you can do that make you, at least when you're, like, out, you're, like, hallucinating. Like, if you're doing K or something. But heroin, when you're, like you're just dreaming about doing normal shit, like getting up and going to work.
Well, heroin is not a social drug.
That's not very exciting.
Heroin isn't a, I'm going to do heroin and go out and party type of drug.
But I do functional heroin addicts.
Well, everyone does, but
not a lot of heroin at raves.
No. I've never been to a rave, but I can imagine.
There's a lot of, I mean, like a rave, you just want to.
Yeah, you got to tie off.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
In the middle of the dance floor, that'd be hard.
That's kind
of
hard.
Well, raves are great.
Slumber party.
Raves are a great place for 25 to 30-year-old men to go and fuck 15 to 17-year-old women.
Ryan Bromes.
Yes.
Bromes, you go to raves?
We figured out your thing.
You go to raves, Bromes?
I'm a 50-year-old man?
No, no.
A woman getting raped. What am I, Talmo?
You're just the kind of guy who fucks 15-year-old women.
Yeah,
or girls. Yeah.
It's hard to tell these days.
I use heroin for that, not ecstasy.
All those bovine growth hormones.
Yeah.
Right? He's a big boy.
Then they smile and they get braces. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm actually confused about raves. Like, I went to raves on the East Coast. You know, people wore, like, polo, and I come out to California.
So it's preppy
like,
raves.
People wore, like... polo shirts,
oh,
and
God.
Like they just wide leg jeans. And over here, it's like nipple tape and fuzzy boots.
It's warmer here, that's
and
why.
They're in their goddamn underpants.
Yeah,
it's warmer, which explains fuzzy boots.
It's all rich kids too doing heroin. It's a bunch of rich kids doing heroin and then getting off of it and then going and working for their parents. But speaking of being heroin high, did you guys hear about the guy who about a week ago died? Was declared dead.
From heroin?
You'd think, the way this happened. Because he was declared dead, put in the morgue in a body bag, and then starts kicking.
Ooh.
He's alive.
It comes back to
wakes
life.
Up in a body bag.
Screaming.
As one would do in that situation.
So did they say, was he actually in those little coffins they slide you in, or was he just, on the slab in the body bag?
Just about to be cut up.
Oh,
what?
My God.
And hadn't been put in the thing, just
so
about
they were
to be
getting
done.
Ready to take his liver and give it to a 5-year-old in San Francisco.
We can chalk that down as laziness.
Now, right? Or heroin high. Here's the greatest part. Is so he lives, they find him, they figure it out, he lives. It's this huge story. Fantastic, right? Miracle. Mm-hmm. He died today. Week later.
See, really.
But how did he die?
Same way, just being old.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on death's bed and he woke up to get water, basically, and then went back to bed.
That's a shame because I feel like if that happened to one of us, we would make sure that last week was the best week in the history of the world.
Oh, yeah. So, If I died, woke up in a body bag in a morgue, I would just be like, borrowed time.
That's it. I got 10 days left at the best, and I'm going crazy.
I'd have the best time ever.
I'm fucking, I'm robbing, and then I'm punching my mom in her cunt face just because she deserves it. But, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. I got to get her something.
And that would be a good thing to get. That's what killed you.
You broke your hand on your mom's face, and then it got infected, and then you died.
That would be wild, right? Imagine.
That would be the best way to die.
If anybody has a mom Mother's Day coming up and everything, if you have a mom who sucks, let her know. You know, I think too many people don't let him know. Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's much more.
We should get Amy Cheapo on for Mother's Day.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, she could have had a good mom. Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a Father's Day thing.
Yeah.
You know, people.
That too, yeah.
Father's Day is when you call your father collect. Like, Mother's Day, you buy her flowers.
Father's Day.
No matter how shitty of a mother she is.
I think for Father's Day.
You do something.
The greatest thing to do is you call up your dad, but you don't tell him it's you if he hasn't been in your life. And you call him up and you go, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm pregnant. And then hang up. And then fuck him, right? Let him know he's going to screw over another kid. There you go,
and then
Dick.
He just goes, my little girl.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that my little girl on the line?
Or you go, hey, Dad.
I thought that was you the bar the other night.
Hey, Dad, I just found out where you were. Listen, do me a favor. Check out www.ifuckeverybody.com, and you'll see me. This is what I became.
Good job, Dad.
But yeah, so the guy died, comes back to life, and then dies.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Was this from heroin, or were you just comparing?
No, he was just an old guy.
How old was the guy, though?
Yeah.
I think it was a million.
That was 622. He was literally.
That's a fabulous segue, by the way.
Also,
he was Mel Brooks's agent.
Well, this is. When I say it's laziness, like, he had to have some kind of pulse.
Yeah.
They just didn't check it.
Yeah.
They're like, look at this old man. It's time.
Oh, yeah. They went close enough. It was like Heaven Can't Wait type of shit. They were like, close enough, wrap them.
Was this in the United States or was this?
No, this was here.
This is our healthcare system.
He was taking a nap at an old folks' home. They thought he was dead, so they threw him in the fucking paddy wagon with all the other dead bodies.
Yeah, okay. He's just.
With Maude and Blanche that also died that night.
Yeah.
Or did they?
Yeah, they didn't come back. They were dead.
Well, speaking of which, you were talking, speaking of old people who are doing fucked up, weird shit.
Oh, yeah, let's get on this.
Please. Preston has a great thing. Please tell us.
So, Jerry Sandusky, the Penn State rapist, is back in the news. Yeah, the kitty fucker is back in the news. His wife gave an interview to Matt Lauer this week, along with this other guy who is doing a documentary about Jerry Sandusky and is totally on his side.
Why?
Which is...
Well, that guy's more on Paterno's side. He's mad. Yes, he thinks, he's angry Paterno got fired.
He thinks Paterno got muscled out. Right.
Okay, anyways.
Well, I mean...
Paterno died?
Joe Paterno knew about it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he got fired. He was just one of those guys, you know? A guy that works until he's 80. He doesn't want to quit his job because he knows he's going to die right after.
And he literally died like three weeks later.
Yeah.
You know, one of the guys like works in a fucking mill forever.
But none of this stuff went on without him knowing, right?
Of course not.
No, none of it went on without him knowing. Jerry Sandusky was a defensive coordinator at Penn State for like 10 or 15 years. Yeah. And even when he wasn't working for them, he was using the facilities, and that's where he was molesting the kids. She thinks it's about money, which it's not about money. She thinks the defendants are trying to get money out of Penn State, I guess. He was convicted on 45 of 48 charges. So that's like...
Let's say 44 of them were lying.
Did you hear the interview?
Still died. Right.
Did you listen to the interview?
I've got some quotes from Dottie.
Did you listen to the interview, though?
Which one?
Her name's Dottie?
No, I didn't listen to Dottie's interview. I read this article about it, and I got some quotes from her. I saw Sandusky's interview with Costas, which was fucking insane, that he did like 3 years ago. But okay, here's a quote from Dottie, which blows my mind. I believe he showered with kids. That's the generation Jerry grew up in. There were always people coming in and out, no matter what time it was. My grandfather would be about Jerry Sandusky's age. He didn't shower with kids. That wasn't a normal thing that people that were born in the 20s used to do.
And that quote, she also said he'd be in there playing Soap Wars.
Yeah.
I know because I watched the interview this morning.
Right.
And it was fucking, it was so crazy because she's so firmly against it to the point where even the guy doing the documentary thinks he's innocent. He's like, I've interviewed him 3 times. I've given him ample opportunities to show some kind of guilt.
and he doesn't, and neither does Dottie and all this other shit. But they had like facts,
sociopath.
Like one of the people that's like one of the victims was like he said, "Oh, we did this, and then my mom came, and then I never saw him again." But in the second statement he made, they were friends all the way up until he graduated high school. Like, you know, wished him happy Father's Day on an aunt. Like, it's crazy.
Victim. It's a victim mentality, yeah. Though. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't care if 44 of them are lying, like I say, but one of them's got to be true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. There's not this many people come forward and none of them are true. You know, it's like the whole Michael Jackson, all this bullshit. Every time this comes on, you always hear like, oh. But we know this stuff goes on. Yeah. Rampantly. It's just in other countries, like certain Arabic countries, certain, you know, Middle Eastern countries, it's allowed. It's accepted.
Right. Yeah.
That guys are going to fuck little boys and, you know, and all this shit's going to go on. Like, you go down to Mexico, you can get married at 11, 12 years old to a person, have kids with them. Everything's legal.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of it being like a character assassination sometimes too.
Yes.
Where that's like the first thing, if you want to discredit somebody that might be like making it, you know, that they'll just go ahead and make up some shit. Not saying this particular case.
Oh,
definitely not
character assassination.
I have some shit to say, but I don't think we've given the phone number out yet, and I think we should.
800?
I think this is something people might want to call in for.
800-893-9562. Call on in, guys. We'll get you on live right now.
We haven't heard from Cobra.
But I just want to hear Cobra. I want to read this. This is a quote from Sandusky, from Jerry.
Jerry, okay.
A thing that he misses now that he's in jail is family meals, fun time with the grandkids, playing ball, and doing special things with friends. Okay.
That's vague.
If you were convicted of molesting kids, you can't say that. You have to have more of...
You can't say special things.
You have to be more self-aware than to say special things with friends. Because as a rapist, everyone's looking at that and going, "Oh, you mean you miss not being able to fuck kids because you're in a cell 23 hours a day now?"
Well,
that was the thing. Well, you know what I trip out on, though? He finally hit his jackpot, which is he's in a place where men constantly shower naked all together.
That's true. But not together.
But they also hate him because he's a special, you know, everything he does.
He has to be in a cage. When he's in his cell for 23 hours a day, they give him 1 hour a day of yard. But when he goes out there, they put him in a cage.
Wow.
Yeah. And also...
He's a kid fucker.
It's if he was in a juvenile detention center, then he would be happy. But because the criminals that he's in with are over 18, he's unhappy.
And he's
that.
In a prison where they can't, like, it's not specifically for where he was supposed to go. So he has to stay in maximum. It's where the ward where everybody that's gotten in trouble or like has killed somebody in jail and they need him to be over there.
Maximum
that's where
security.
He is. He's not in a pedophile jail, which where he'd be like a normal prisoner there. You know, they're all just happy kid fuckers playing basketball.
Yeah.
But he's not there. Like, if he was there, he'd have so much more freedom, and that's what she's really trying to fight for because he's so
fucked. Well, he wants him to go to happy kid.
No, see, here's what I think they should have done with this guy.
So they don't want to put him in general population because
he'll get killed.
Right. Yeah. I think what they should have done with him is put him in general pop for 6 to 8 months, let him get his ass kicked every fucking day, let him get raped, let him get all that shit, and if he's not dead after the 8 months... Then fucking put a bullet in his head. Kill him anyway.
You don't want to send him to
put him in general pop for
camp.
Hollywood for a long time, and then let him fucking suffer like what he caused a bunch of people, and then and then put a bullet in
his
fucking
brain. This could be a great remake of The Longest Yard. That's all I'm saying. Put him in gen pop next.
Another
thing,
remake.
Best
the player scar
ever.
He's gonna be the coach.
And we'll see Burt Reynolds back again.
Ladies and gentlemen, back on stage.
Deion Sanders.
Starring Burt Reynolds, Lonnie Anderson, and Justin Bieber.
Oh,
I fuck football kids.
Justin Bieber's the badass quarterback.
Zac Efron.
Oh, God.
But I also think there's something you said about her coming out in support
of
him.
The wife. Yeah.
Oh,
the
piece
wife.
Of shit. Yeah.
Yes, piece of shit.
Kill her too.
This happens all the time. I mean, to a much crazier level. A lot of times, a child will be being molested by dad or stepdad or boyfriend.
And mom knows.
And come to mom and say, "Mom, this is happening." And mom goes, "Nope, no, it's not."
Yeah.
Denial.
I saw that on Intervention quite a bit.
Yeah, they keep their man by giving up their kids. And this is the thing. You're just as guilty as the person doing it.
Exactly.
If not guiltier because it's your kid.
Well, yeah. I think it has a lot to do. with it's fear that it's true, that the person you love is hurting your child, and so you want to deny that. And then to a more disgusting degree, I think it's also
I don't want them to go to jail.
You don't
want to
lose your man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a terrible psychological problem.
They look at it and they're like, well, what would be wrong with me? That's what people would think. Yeah. What would be wrong with me that he needs to fuck a child when we're married?
Exactly. Like, that's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of these fucked, but none of that is okay.
No, none of it's an excuse.
None of that is an okay excuse. It's just these really gross, terrible rationalizations, I guess.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. And, you know, what goes on with this whole thing, and the women who know about this stuff and protect it and don't say anything and all this stuff, you know, it's like I would sooner stab my wife and be wrong because I thought like my kids told me she hurt mm-hmm. them than not.
Oh,
and be wrong. And that's the thing is, like, I can't get booked at the Improv in Hollywood.
Stab her with
I'm
what?
Basically banned forever from the Improv for kicking the oldest bartender ever's daughter out of my house, because my daughter said she was living with me and helped. I had my kids full time. Mm-hmm. And so she was driving them to school. They were going to Pinecrest. And so my daughter comes home and says, like, so-and-so, I won't mention her name. She says, Jenny, grabbed my arm. And I tell her, I go, hey, my daughter said you grabbed her arm. And she goes, what? She goes, I won't even answer that. I go, bitch, pack your shit and get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Well, it turned out my daughter was trying to run into the street. She grabbed her arm to keep her from doing it. Doesn't matter. I ask you about my kid, you fucking tell me. If you don't tell me, get out.
Yeah.
My kids are stuck with me. When I'm shitting my pants, who do you think's changing me? My kids. Not somebody else, not my wife now, not anybody else.
The bartender at the Improv.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. You think, you
know. That's a weird wrong turn you took in life if that's changing your diaper.
Oh, right? I mean, that's the thing, you know. But I mean, like, that's the thing. My kids are going to be there for me. Nobody else will. And if people realize your kids are going to be there, nobody else will. Be with your kids. Put your kids first. Fuck guys. Fuck girls. Fuck everybody else who comes into your life. Put your kids first. We got a caller. Caller, what's your name?
Kimmy.
Okay, I like that you weren't sure about it.
I feel like that's not your name.
I don't care.
I feel like that's definitely not your name.
Let's go with Jimmy this time.
I'm going with Jimmy. Jimmy, how do you feel about the whole Sandusky thing?
I think he's a piece of shit.
Okay.
That's a good response.
We all approve.
Now, how do you feel about it?
I know the Penn State area, and Paterno owned that area.
How many people have you killed?
No, it was
Cooper. Steve Cooper.
Cooper!
You
Cooper! Coop!
Oh, no, Cooper. I got to tell you about the Sandusky thing.
How many walkers have you killed?
I've been listening to you, believe it or not. I'm listening to you guys, but
we're
the Sandusky thing. What amazed me years ago when I did comedy on the road, I went to Penn State and I played on the college and stuff like that. But fucking Paterno owned that fucking school.
Oh, he was a god. Yeah.
But I went up there and before they even had the football is the biggest thing ever. And you know that guy, fucking Sandusky, is a sick motherfucker who actually, they didn't prosecute him right away. They knew what was going on because the whole city depended on him to sit there on Paterno and the whole Penn State program that just renovated the city. It'd be like, I live in Burbank, but it'd be like Burbank and all of a sudden we had fucking a team fucking coming out here.
Yeah, like, it'd be basically right, be like no, how we did with Villaraigosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, we allowed him to do everything, fuck kids, do heroin, be a gangbanger, hide his tattoos, do everything else, who cares, just as long as, well, hey, you're Latin, so we're all happy, you know, and that's the thing is with Sandusky and Paterno, they were bringing in money, and so they basically, they did enough, just like the Vatican, they did enough to be able to fuck a few kids and get away with it, and that's bullshit.
That's the problem.
The funny thing is, though, if you guys have never been to a state college, State College is like fucking Pacoima times less than three. It's
I grew up in Pacoima, but thank you. I didn't know it was so bad.
I don't know if that was an insult to Pacoima.
Because burger's much funnier than Tamo. But
I agree. I agree.
I love that came from nowhere. That was beautiful.
Tamo's talking about sticking fingers in the ass. And fucking Berger is coming and talking about really good shit. I'm just joking, Tom. I'm talking about the fingers in the ass. And the girl laughing. I'm going to stand up and try. But, man, you guys miss it. I wish you guys were here last week, man, at Jimmy's place. We were packed.
You had Kato Kalin.
Out to the brim. Yeah, Kato Kalin texted me on Monday. Driving my girl to the airport. And I go, what the fuck is Kato Kalin texting me for? I was like, I don't even know OJ.
I don't even have a room for rent.
Yeah, he does. He's been doing comedy for a couple years now.
Is it all OJ stuff?
No, no. I have a great Kato story. Okay, first of all, Vic Dunlop.
Tell me the Kato story.
Okay,
wait, give him a sec.
Vic Dunlop, okay, who I love, passed away. Great guy.
Vic Dunlop's amazing. Rick Schneider has the best Vic Dunlop story ever.
Well, this has nothing to do with Vic, but through Vic Dunlop, I was doing the Dirty Jokes movie. And we're doing the Dirty Jokes movie. We were at the premiering of it at Warner Brothers. And so we're there. Me and Joey Cerise are in the bathroom. And we're talking.
Joey and Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy and Joey.
Steve, let him tell the fucking story.
Jimmy 17, Joey 1.
Steve, my fucking animal. Let him tell the goddamn story.
So we're in the bathroom, right? And we're talking. And I go to Joey. I go, hey, did you know Kato Kalin was in this movie? He goes, yeah. And we were just about to say something, but we weren't going to say anything. Never. We were going to say, like, hey, he's actually a really cool guy. He is, because I've met him before. And all of a sudden, from the shitter, we hear, I'm in here. As though so many people have talked shit about him that he just wanted us to know ahead of time. Look, before you say shit about me, I'm right here. You know, and it was funny, but I actually like the guy. He's a nice guy, you know.
That's very rare to hear Berger say that.
Especially about someone like him, because I don't like people like that, but he was a really, Kato Kalin.
He's a sweet guy.
Super nice guy. Most positive cat, and he knows he stepped in this shit. And I'll be honest, and if it happened right now, he'd be making fucking $40 million. He's sitting there going, God, he was the first reality star.
He has a million fucking shows right now.
I personally believe he made a great choice in killing Nicole and Ron and then framing OJ. What a PR move.
Really good career choice. No, seriously, though.
OJ did it. Really nice guy. You know what's funny, though, is I have bad knees, so I'm on his side. I don't get how he hopped the wall. I couldn't hop the fucking wall. But anyway, listen, all I'm saying is, you know, once you go black, they won't let you go back, apparently. It's, you know.
Right.
Speaking of PR, let's talk about Malaysia.
Okay.
Can I agree on that? Let's get on that.
Okay, listen.
Can I stay on with you guys? Can I stay on?
Huh? Yeah, you know what? You can sit on.
Can I hang up or can I stay on?
Yeah.
If you stay on, don't talk. There's seven people.
No, okay, Steve, we got to cut you off because we got another caller. But we're at kind of.
I'll talk to you guys. I'm listening, bitches.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Great show, by the way.
Right now. I'm hanging up right now. Listen, it better be fucking good radio.
Keep calling in, Steve.
We'll make it great for you, brother.
Bye, Jimmy.
See you, Coop.
Find the plane. Help us find the plane.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, our favorite caller now.
Fake Jimmy.
Again, 800-893-9562. I'm Berger Podcast, guys. Call in, talk to us. Malaysia.
So the plane went missing, mysteriously.
So pretty sure it's impossible for a person to not know what this is about.
Here's the thing.
But
the government can hear me right now.
Yeah, they can.
They can't find a plane?
If they care.
It could just be the best marketing scheme ever for the movie Nonstop.
That's what someone said. I saw that earlier. But that's I'm not calling you hacks.
There's talk of there being a recall on radio equipment.
Well, there's loads of there's conspiracy theories all over the place. I've heard, you know, the universe swallowed it up, but I don't believe that because the universe would just be hungry in half an hour.
I know, and then the Malaysian government just let out
and then a horrible diarrhea.
Too far for a shitty Asian food joke.
No, I like it.
They let out the photographs, and they're just like, if anybody can see debris in it, let us know.
Yeah, TomNod.com or some weird shit like that.
Well, no,
it's fucking
aliens,
strange.
There's everything.
So like, nope, they don't have anybody perusing it. They're putting it out for everybody to look.
It's the weirdest.
We don't want to leave this in the hands of Malaysia. Take care of it, random Americans at home.
Well, no, see, here's what I don't... I guess there were American passengers on
the
plane.
There was a few, yeah.
And But again, how much money is America spending right now trying to find this fucking plane?
$14.
They're throwing ships all over. America's doing the whole thing.
Well, yeah. Navy's in it. Probably other.
Here's a question, though. Is anyone aware that on the plane were several scientists working on cloaking devices? Not cloaking devices, but they're working on devices that would stealth planes cloak them, things like that.
Why would you stealth that kind of plane?
Not that they would stealth that plane, but it's why would that plane get taken?
But it's just Batman.
Wouldn't it be great if they showed up in L.A.
Is Liam Neeson next week,
and you're like, right, guess what? It worked.
Yeah. I mean, but that might be it.
We're giving people a free trip to Hawaii for the last 2 weeks. We're now pay me $7 trillion because I figured out how to make things disappear actually.
Yeah, no, you know, that might be the whole thing behind it, though, in that sense, is that either some weird shit like that and or they're trying to prevent it. There's so many things. But to find out all of a sudden the passenger list and that it is people who are involved in politics, in science, mm-hmm. things like that, then all of a sudden it starts getting weird because anyone remember the last plane we lost?
Yeah, exactly.
I heard him talking about it. There was some weird...
poor Josh from Burger King that got lobbed in there.
There's the Titanic, there, how they said that it was like the Astors were against, like Astoria, New York, mm-hmm. that the Astors, they were against the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. and they were on that boat that sunk.
Yes.
There's always conspiracy.
An unsinkable boat.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm going back here. What was the last plane that we lost?
There was something in... There was an Air France plane in the late 90s, I think. I heard him talking about it today. There was something in the last 20 years.
Yeah, that plane from Lost.
Remember that flight out of New York that just exploded?
Flight 800, that blew up.
Yeah, no one knows why, and we still don't know why.
But we know where it was.
It was over.
Yeah, exactly. This is like... We know exactly where it was. We don't know where this is.
Well, I don't know if this was meant to be or a mistake or even if it's true. A kid that I did sports with, his dad worked for TWA, and he told my dad when that happened, he was like, yeah, it's a missile. It was blown up.
Of course.
He worked for TWA, so he... This is incredibly anecdotal, but that's what he said. And who knows if someone shot it down for a reason or if it was an accident, or, you know, anything could happen. But
most real video game ever.
I mean,
the dude sitting there in the military hitting the buttons like, yeah.
If we're talking about 9/11, I mean, let's come on. This is the problem with the world.
No,
when you were talking about the TWA plane. I thought you were talking about the one over Pittsburgh. Because that was also when they said that they crashed it.
TWA Flight 800 was in like 95.
It was 96.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And that was a missile.
I was a kid.
It was a missile.
Right.
It was a missile.
Yeah.
Even if you go to 9/11, that's the thing. When people tell me that, like, you know, that TWA fight, that 9/11 wasn't our own government, I just think you're a fucking moron. You're a moron. And simply because of this, towers don't demolish, period, when they're hit on top. That's simple. Then other buildings don't blow up blocks away on accident all of a sudden. Then planes don't ever go into the Pentagon, period, because they have anti-aircraft artillery set up just for that. Nothing could ever get near the Pentagon unless they allowed it in. It's ridiculous. So then when we go to this Malaysia flight... Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous that they can't find it. It's just bullshit.
Here's the Malaysia. Here's what I think happened to the Malaysia flight. It was trying to merge, and then another plane came over, and the pilot got scared, and then it just went down. Asians are bad drivers. Joke.
I like it. It's like he's sitting there going, I don't know where we are. What? I can't see a shit.
No, they just got scared. They just go, oh, another plane, and then they die.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Can we get some more?
It's just that's what happens when you drink
shitty white
in the 405.
Dudes doing even shittier Asian.
Hey, first of all, my Asian. Okay, but let me just say one thing in my defense. I'm Jewish, so I'm not really white.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. Can we get one shitty Jew doing shitty Asian guy voice?
Your Asian sounded like you went to school in France.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hello?
See, guys. You make the L's R's.
I don't know.
Look, this is the thing. It's not my
R's.
Boom.
You know what my thing is? Stop eating dog.
Stop eating dog. That's a Vietnamese thing.
Hey, if dog tastes good, I'll fucking eat it.
Have you ever eaten dog?
No, I've eaten dog. If it tastes good,
I
eat it.
Yeah, I've eaten dog.
I've eaten dog.
I ate dog.
I was eating for sure.
No. Like you knew for a fact it was definitely dog.
What they did to us, it was these Filipino guys when I was growing up in the valley and stuff, and it was a place on Canoga. And it was their bar.
Oh, so this was Gross Valley
This
dog.
Was like their bar. No.
This wasn't like grass.
No, this was imported. Yeah, this was imported.
Japanese wagyu beef dog.
Oh, yeah, no, these were all Filipino
dudes. It's not Kobe dog.
They imported this shit. This was the one who lost the race type of shit. But they imported it. And so it's like chicharrones. Dingo. It was like chicharrones for Mexican people. It's like a chicharron. It's fried meat with fat on it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But it's with the meat on it. And so we ate it, and then they showed us the canisters and everything, and it was dog in Filipino. It was dog.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people were like, oh, my God. I thought, so what? It was good.
It was good.
Like, I ate it.
It tastes good.
I've dated a Filipino girl for 5 years. I've had a lot of dog in my day.
I've eaten Jamaican pussy. I don't know if it gets worse.
Is that a joke about her being... No, I was in Korea for 2 years, so I ate a lot of dog.
Yeah, you were there.
My friend was in Korea. He ate dog.
Yeah.
He hung
in windows like ducks in New York City in Chinatown. That's it. They didn't
care. And people get all booty hurt.
I think it would be stringy, though.
There was no Kobe dog.
No, it's my sweetie.
My friend, Little Andrew.
The best dog ever is Butch. It's
he said it was
delicious.
Hard to find, though.
What?
Good dog.
Wait, in Korea?
Was he there during the Olympics?
He was in Seoul, and he said it was hard to find, and he found it. No.
Okay.
He was just
Seoul
there
is very
English.
Americanized.
Exactly. And but he found one, and it was just, it was dog soup.
Really?
Dog. It was dog meat soup.
I love that
and
word.
And he said,
my favorite Marx Brothers movie.
Not quite as good as dog soup.
Not
but
quite.
Almost. No.
Dog soup,
but
almost
he said
as good.
It was like shitty beef. He was like, it just tasted like stringy beef.
I liked it.
It was a good beef.
So
it
wasn't ours tasted like chicken, but it was also covered in this awesome sauce because you could get like three things on a stick. You had bulgogi, kagogi, and then like pogogi.
Which one was the dog?
Yeah, the dog was the second one.
You were in the army or something.
I was in the Air Force because I was smart.
I
got a 98. The military is the best and the brightest.
Well, let me just say something. Wait. I think first
the
of all,
the best and the brightest. Ryan Brome, a former veteran.
I got real sick after. Now I'm medicating.
In his defense, Ryan Brome's defense. We are no longer a really good country anyway.
That is true.
I don't think we are. Yeah, we're in the top 20.
Excellence.
No, we're not even there.
We're between 50 and 30 in every category except military spending and being fat.
Sorry.
Well, you know what's funny is someone was telling me they were talking about America,
diabetes.
Love it or leave it. Yeah, America, love it or leave it and this and that. It's the only free country. Are you stupid? I hate when people tell me this is the only free country in the
all
world.
Of
Have you ever
free.
Been anywhere? Yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah. Check it out. I got kicked out of the Air Force.
Of course you did.
Can we get the story real
quick? That's why I was only in Korea for 2 years.
Did you fly planes at all?
I actually built bombs. I was an ammo builder.
Oh, God. This is terrifying.
Munition system crew chief.
I'll tell you, I feel better about the German bombs built by angry Jewish kids' fingers than the ones you built.
I can just see Brahms like Joaquin Phoenix in The Master just pulling a bunch of weird liquid out of the fucking bombs and just making weird fucking cocktails out of it.
Here's the thing, when you read it on about.com, it's like, you're going to build bombs, you're going to test missiles. And I was like, that's awesome, I want this. And then I went in and I learned that testing a missile meant digging it out of a rusty fucking ditch for 3 hours and then plugging it into a machine until it's turned green. And then you had to put it back in the fucking rusty hole it came out of. That was it. It was my whole job. I hated it.
But you still put your shit in a lot of rusty holes still, right?
No, none of them are rusty. Well, there's one redhead.
Right.
What did you think that job was going to be?
Yeah.
Ideally. I'm very curious your brain.
All I knew of military was like the shit you see in movies and shit.
The
stories my dad told me, but he was always like really hammered in those. So it was
fighting dragons on a mountain.
Yeah. Well, you're lazy.
I know you
got a
joke
in
there.
Got a joke about it.
I would be very uncomfortable if building bombs was what the job entailed. I would not be comfortable with you doing that.
No, like, I got to be honest, no, dude. I got to be. I think we're not winning because of people like you.
I want to know how you got kicked out.
I got kicked out for underage drinking.
Was your dad in Vietnam?
Wait.
No.
Okay, because I'm just trying to find a trace of why we keep losing.
Jesus. He was in the military.
Okay.
Brome's got kicked out of the military for underage drinking. He could make bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But he couldn't have a drink.
Well, but also, you
what is wrong with that?
You were in Seoul?
I was actually in Kunsan Air Force Base, which is down Kunsan City.
Well, but you were in Korea.
Yeah.
Isn't the drinking age 18 there?
Yes, but in the military,
not on the base.
21. Oh, you don't get that pass no matter what country.
Is so bad for troops committing suicide and doing really bad things because there's nothing to do. You have curfews at 1 o'clock in the morning. All these rules.
Wait, wait.
1 week out of no,
wait.
No.
I swear to God. Hold on. I've been bored and have never thought. Fuck it, suicide. Like, yeah. How does that figure?
I'm telling you.
We're well, like, also, these people are bored to death. There's nothing to do. They're killing us.
Yeah, that's not a bad curfew.
Here's
they realize that when they turn their life away.
When you're in Korea.
You're stuck in there.
When you're in Korea.
It's all that dog.
And you have a family and you have to leave them for 2 years on the shitty base that you can't bring them to. People lose their wives. It's just like being in the desert, except you have no fucking Afghanis to shoot. You're literally there for no fucking reason.
Oh, if only had Afghanis.
Let me ask you. Call her. Brian Romes right now is saying the only
Brian
reason.
Romes.
Wait,
I mean Ryan.
Name
Ryan
ever.
Bromes.
No,
I'm dyslexic.
New name,
Baby
name.
Durger.
Yeah.
Brian Romes. I like that better. I like that better. Ryan Bromes right now Brian is saying Romes. that the only reason he did the shit that he did is because his war wasn't fun. Caller, who are you?
Yeah, my name is Joey. I'm from Staten Island. I'm sitting there. I'm listening to your shit. Someone
is this Steve again?
Good row.
It sounds like Steve. Go on. Tell me.
No, I'm just saying that guy Brian Bromes is full of fucking shit.
Ah, look at that. Brian, whatever your name
Brian
is.
Brian Bromes is what my name is.
Brian Bromes.
Brian Bromes. Wait. I like that better, but
why is he full of shit?
Is this another transsexual?
Why is he full of shit?
Why is Brian Bromes?
He's talking about being a fucking Korean shit like that. He's fucking full of shit.
Ah.
Why is he full of shit?
Because he's never seen service anywhere. He's just a piece of shit. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, he's a piece of shit for all sorts of reasons.
He wasn't talking about him seeing service. He was talking about how he made bombs in the Navy and was on a base.
Well, no,
I'm kind of agreeing with this guy.
I'm into this guy.
I'm kind of agreeing with him, you know?
I feel like I think
he's... So fucking Ryan Bros is was in the military fucking... serving our country.
Kind of scares you, right?
Trust me, sir. I am terrified at that thought as well.
Yeah, a lot of us are uncomfortable with it.
It's not my fault.
He's talking shit.
But what do you mean? What do you mean he's talking shit?
How much shit has he talked?
I've been listening to you about the fucking shit you guys have been talking. You're all talking shit.
But why are we talking shit, babe?
It's what we do.
Because what are you talking about? What has been the point that you fucking made for the last 45 minutes? Someone told me to listen to this show, and you have not made one fucking valid point. All you do is you fucking argue and you yell at each other.
Listen,
you
should stop drinking. That's the most valid point that I'm ever going to
talk about.
Let me say something. You're right.
But what are you fucking guys drinking? That you sit there and you talk shit. I don't understand. There's no circular conversation.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, one of the things, first of all, let me just say, right to your face, probably right. Here's the thing. But what we are is a group of people.
Right to my face. You just said right to my face. I'm on the fucking phone, and you say right to the face.
Right, but what you don't get.
Back up and get the motherfucking balls.
The what?
Motherfucking balls. I like how you said that.
Sir, let me ask you a question.
This is hilarious.
Let me ask you a question. How many times tonight have you hit up Craigslist, I want to fuck a dude?
Never.
Bullshit.
Oh, you're judging me? You're going to sit there and tell me I'm fucking sitting there going to fucking Craigslist?
Is this Jerry Sandusky?
I'm saying right now that your wife will not back you up like Sandusky did.
Jerry's brother.
Where are you from? What part of New York?
First of all, Sandusky's a fucking creep.
Do you have diabetes?
Let me ask you a question, sir.
Are you a creep?
Do you have diabetes?
I have diabetes? Who am I, a fat fuck? I don't have diabetes.
Just wondering if you...
Yeah. Everyone's hoping. Everyone's hoping you would die soon.
Young lady.
I was hoping you might have been at that Long Island hospital.
April was just hoping, right? Oh, did you hear about that? Hey, you want a point?
Listen. Oh my God, you must be funny on stage, you fucking cunt.
Let me tell you something, you dick face. Let me ask you one question. Have you heard about the guys in the 4,200 fucking people in New York? You want a serious topic? 4,200 fucking people in New York might be HIV, Hep C, fucking infected because
you
they
hear
don't.
About, you hear about the fucking plane that fucking crashed in Philadelphia? You fucking cunt. You know everything? What are you fucking goddamn Katie motherfucking cunt?
Shut up, Steve.
You fucking piece of shit. What are you, a fucking god of fucking media?
Hey, do me a favor.
Steve, you know we get the same number, right? Like, you know we got a fucking caller ID.
I know.
Thanks for calling,
guys. I just want to have fun. I'm drinking.
Hey, it's all right.
We
it's all right.
Really,
Steve, I have to tell you, Steve.
Out Joey Diaz.
Are you touching your own penis right now? Are you touching yourself a little, aren't you?
No.
Bullshit. You took too long. You let go of yourself and then you answered. You let go of yourself and you answered.
He's still holding on.
I think it sounded like a very drunk Doc Mike. I think it is. There was a little Doc Mike action going
on. I like that. No, I like this.
I'm with you.
Oh, hey, can we talk about South by Southwest? Did you hear about that?
Oh, the whole car crash?
Yeah.
How many people were praying that it was a comic or two that got hurt so there were open spots? Am I the only one?
I was hoping it was fucking, I won't even say. I was hoping it was Jake Weissman.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
And the hammer has been dropped.
Okay. I'm sorry. Steve. Yeah. Where'd your shit cunt friend go? Because all of a sudden, Steve Cooper's on the phone.
Wait, hold on.
I'm
but what I want to know.
I'm very confused.
Oh, fuck you guys. I feel bad. I was listening to your show, and it's me. And I'm about to call Philadelphia fucking sports radio in fucking 2 hours. And I'm getting fucked up. I'm drinking fucking really good tequila.
Wait, you're supposed to call a sports radio show? What are you calling to?
Joel Murray's brother gave me a really good bottle of tequila.
Yeah, right? What is your life? Is your life just hanging out and calling in shitty podcasts?
He does it a lot.
Ryan brought up the South by Southwest. Yeah. I'd like to ask each person here, who do you hope it was?
Jake Wiseman.
In comedy.
It was Jake.
If you had to pick someone, okay. Steve says Jake Wiseman. He wishes he was the one injured.
Wait, now we get why Jake Wiseman.
Why Jake Wiseman?
I like Jake, but he's so fucking overrated, and the guy gets like fucking 187 fucking likes for awful fucking comments.
Okay, so it's a Facebook hatred.
I have 13,000 Twitter followers, and I'll sit there and I'll fucking...
suck your dick. I congrats.
No,
that is good.
That's
posturing
point.
Remember,
my radio good. Show is fucking huge.
I like
but
it. I've heard it.
But I put shit on Facebook, and I get like 9 fucking likes, and Jake Wiseman gets like fucking 200... A lot of people he's not funny. He's not funny.
No, but some people are more into, like, that young bullshit stuff instead of, like, digging a really cool fucking... Like, to me, you were the oldest skateboarder ever.
Let me just about Burger. You came to fucking Jimmy's place.
Yeah.
And you were fucking funny as shit.
I've never
seen you back, and you fucking rocked it.
Thank you.
And it was good. It's like Tomo's funny, but Tomo's talking about sticking fingers in asses and shit like that. You walked in, Burger, and you fucking
South by South.
Hey,
you were
about
fucking
me.
Funny. You were really good, and you were fucking killed. It's like Shane Michaels stopped by the other night, and Shane Michaels, well, everyone, because our place was packed 2 nights ago. And Shane Michael, I know Shane from just because of his bitterness and whatever. But he fucking just destroyed it. And Mark Fernandez destroyed it. And,
hey, Steve, don't you get enough airtime on your kick-ass radio show?
Hey, let's plug your radio show. By the way, Cooper Talk is a great radio show.
Steve, I'm very into you. I find you interesting.
Very. Steve, listen, I don't want to cut
you off. Are you a stand-up?
Megan Rice is actually very funny. Everybody here is a stand-up.
Put her on the 25th. I'm getting asked the 25th.
There you go. Done.
Perfect.
Buck.
Yeah, Jimmy's I'm done. Yeah, I'm
God damn it. If any one of us would have talked before Megan, you fucking...
Excuse me, motherfucker.
Okay, 25th. 25th. She's booked.
He know, he
listen, Steve, I'm going to talk to you this week. I hope you call back on Thursday. One of these days, we got to cross reference shows and everything.
Well, Steve, I'll talk to you this week because I'm booked on your show.
We got a good wrap up. We got to wrap up real quick. But thank you so much, brother.
I just fucking call because I'm drunk and I'm
glad
bored.
To have you.
Hey, Steve, I'm sorry you're drunk, but let's remember from this fun drunk conversation, I'm booked on your show.
25th. Megan Rice.
On your show.
Catch her
Megan Rice. I'm going to add you on Facebook right now.
Let's plug it right now.
Hey, guys. I'm going to do Steve Cooper's show on the 25th.
It's a fun room.
The comedy show.
Not I didn't hear the rest of it.
Of course
you
did. But Alex, it's going to be great.
Of course you did, right?
You're talking about finger fucking.
I love you. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, so we got to wrap this up, Steve. Brother, call back next week. We'll talk to you soon. Beautiful. Okay, guys. Where are we at? What was our last thing we want to talk about? A couple things.
Well, South by South.
Well, that opened a can of worms.
Who would you have liked to have seen? Let's start with Megan. She's pretty out.
Honestly, I feel like you came to me first because you thought I... No one.
No one? Okay.
To be perfect.
No, that's a beautiful thing.
I don't want to see anyone hit by a car in a crowd of people.
Do you mind if I use your person? No. Because I need extra people. Okay, Preston, who would you like to see? Again, we don't want anyone to die or get hurt. But if it had to be a comic, who would you want it to be?
That's such a hard...
to narrow it down to one.
Preston has a heart. Shows.
No.
Yeah, not no. Really. I agree with Preston. No, he doesn't. And that's why I love him.
Chris D'Elia.
Fuck yeah. Okay, that's a good one. Talmo.
Wow.
Talmo, break out with someone quick. You know you got anger.
Mr. TV. Remember that
Mr.
guy?
Mr. TV. Mr.
He's still alive.
The guy who wore the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah,
can I say myself?
Okay.
Just because I don't want to. Because
you're that
anybody.
Sweet, yeah. You're that sweet. Broms, you down to say anyone?
Bill Cosby.
Oh shit!
Oh, fuck you.
Oh hell yeah! No. I think
fan?
Fuck yeah. No, I think fuck yeah. I'm sorry, but if you're gonna call out Bill, I love him, but and one of the first comics I ever saw live in Vegas, I was 12 years old. But great call out. I would just say off the top of my head. Fucking most people. But yeah, if I would have seen D'Elia, that would have been fine. Bobby Lee, Garland, any of them pieces of shit that fucking need to get the fuck out of comedy and let other people come up. You know, like to me, the few comics that are like blasting shit out that's constantly Sebastian Maniscalco, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. And Dove Davidoff, yeah. Like people like that breaking out, new shit, all, yeah, live.
Well, dude, Dove but Davidoff, by the way, I'm sorry.
He's been doing it for years.
Yeah, he's
but, oh, he's amazing.
But it sucks for him.
Why?
Like, as,
he makes a bunch of money on the road.
Well, yeah, but he's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
No one knows who the fuck Dave Davidoff
not outside of comedy.
Any real comic does, though, and I'll say
it's no,
but
he
guess
is.
What? We don't matter.
But
you
I will say, Dove's fine. Like, Dove's got money.
Yeah, but no, I'm sure he's fine, but does
like
he,
sick family money? So does, yeah.
Well, oh, then fuck him. Now I don't like him.
No, no,
I know he has
no,
family
no,
money.
No.
Now I'm.
But he's a great comic. But he's a very funny comic, and he's one of the few people like that that I
he's
like.
He's a great comic, but no one knows who he is.
Yeah.
Outside of comedy.
Yeah. You know, no.
Well,
it's true.
I mean, Bill Burr was there.
Bill Burr.
4 years ago.
Exactly. Like, well, and I hope. Yeah. I really hope.
I mean,
that
I remember
gets
Burr
that
is still there.
Fucking yeah. Great.
Now he's cameoing.
No, Burr's
in
not
all
there.
Sorts of
Burr's
shit.
Burr's huge.
Burr's blowing up.
Touring wise, Burr's huge. But I remember.
He's a cunt though.
Feature films.
I love him as a comic. A huge fan. Yeah. Huge fan. But he's a fucking cunt, dude. Avoided me like the plague. Like even saying hi. No, but this is the thing. If you avoid me, no. If you don't say hi to me when I'm working the door at the comedy store because you think I look thuggish or this and that, and back then I was a little bigger and this and that. But if you avoid me, you're a cunt because you didn't treat me like a human. You didn't realize the person you just walked by was a Jewish school teacher, single father. You were just a judgmental, bigoted cunt who acted that way. But he's a genius comic.
I would also.
Well, I think when you're in that situation and you're known and you go to a place like the Comedy Store, I think a person like Bill Burr would do that to everyone
because
they don't want to get in a fucking conversation with
this is back before he was known.
Someone, it changes.
This is going 10 years ago.
You know.
Yeah, this is going 10 years ago before he was known.
All right.
I want to say this, and I think this is apropos just for
everyone in this room, anyone listening now or in future when they download this, be mindful that the person you're talking to could be a person you need later.
Or just a human being.
Well, yeah, but
that matters.
But babe, that doesn't fucking matter. Nobody gives a shit about that.
Yeah.
It should, but it doesn't.
But that's the thing,
yeah. And so I think what people need to think, because you and me, everyone's a person to me.
Yes.
A lot of people don't feel that way. Just truthfully, a lot of people don't see the homeless guy on the street as a person. A lot of people don't see like the shitty open mic comic as a person. And that's
true.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But look at it selfishly for you as a person. Like, oh, this piece of shit that I don't care about could at some point do something for me.
Well, not even that. They matter as a human being.
Yeah, you should be kind just
to be kind.
But this is the issue.
But
a lot of people can't do it just on that level.
Yeah, you don't want
to. That's why I'll call Jeff Garland out. That's why I'll tell Bobby Lee's a piece of shit. That's why I'll call Chris D'Elia
just because you think you can get something out of me in the future.
Well, but this is my thing.
I'd rather you be a dick.
Well, yeah, but I feel like people should just, like, this is, it's just a, I'm doing a favor to cunts. Like, if you're
a piece of shit
as a person, mm-hmm. and you only care about yourself and you don't care about other people, just look at the fact that, like, this piece of shit that you think doesn't matter could at some point help you.
Or help rescue you from a burning car.
Well, exactly.
Okay, that's the thing.
That's the thing to look at.
What you just said, April,
it's
perfect.
Physical violence.
Is
no.
Said it to me.
No, you
like
said
that.
It perfect, though.
Yeah.
Is that
it started
this,
with don't burn bridges.
No,
and
no,
it's
but
like
this homeless guy.
From a fire.
This homeless guy, like some kid was just saved from the ocean by some dude who just disappeared. He was just some dude. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
He didn't care. Okay, and that's the thing. And like you say, now, however, that the reason I'll call out like a Bobby Lee, a Chris D'Elia, Jeff Garland for fucking boys and things like that, you know why I'll call them out? Is because I don't give a fuck about them keeping me from making it because what they're doing is wrong. But like a Bill Burr, like, you know what my perfect story is? Mark Maron.
I have a Mark Maron story,
Mark
too.
Mark Maron has been nothing but a piece of shit to me. He's always treated me like crap, always avoided me like I was some scary dude who was going to rob him. We're both Jews. He talks about the poor man, this and that. I am the fucking poor man, but he avoids me like the plague. Doesn't matter. I think the guy's a fucking brilliant comic. Fuck him as a person.
Well,
brilliant comic.
I think he's a great interviewer. I don't think he's the best comic necessarily.
Oh,
my experience with him was at the Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
He was on stage and Stuart Thompson was working the door.
Stewart's great.
He was working the door, and paying customers came in, and there were open seats in the front, and he sat them in the middle of his set, and Mark Maron cussed him the fuck out, like, was so rude to him, and was like, how dare you, blah, 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 just, like, stop, like, ruined the vibe for everybody in there. And
blame Tommy, because the first thing you're told when you get a job there is you don't ever fucking seat somebody in the front row while comics on stage. First thing you were ever told when Mitzi stopped being there, these pieces of cunt, stop talking to everyone, stop telling them rules, stop dealing with hierarchy, all this bullshit that was so great about the Comedy Store, stopped. Now, not Stewart's fault because no one probably told him, but underlying rule that Mark grew up with and probably got yelled at for or something was you don't ever see the comic
there
in the
too?
Yes, I think he I don't know if he worked there, but he was there for a while.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so he knows you don't ever seat that front row during
it wasn't
a
the front
comic up.
The front.
No,
it
not the
table.
Not on the thing, but that whole front area. You don't seat that during a comic's talking, unless it's the open mic, which I don't agree with. Blah blah blah. But that's the rule. So he got cussed out in the sense of how any Comedy Store comic would cuss him out.
Okay,
well,
we're 44 seconds.
The thing is,
I don't think you should cuss somebody out.
Half
of
I agree.
No,
I agree. I agree. There's a better way to do it. If he truly cared about poor people and this and that, blah, 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 he wouldn't have done it. Plug
time.
Quick, we got 31 seconds. Go.
Hey, guys. This coming Wednesday is the last workout room at Dangerfields 3 ever, because Dangerfields 3 is dead, so come.
Preston-Blaine.squarespace.com.
I'll be in a Disneyland Resort on Tuesday.
Gross.
At April Foolin on Twitter. March 20th at the Redwood.
At Ryan Bromes on Twitter and the Ryan Bromes Experience on iHeartRadio.com.
April 3rd, Flappers Comedy Club, main room, 10 o'clock p.m.
Boom.
closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can.